Welcome to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. When you hear the word chronically, do you automatically associate it with chronic disease? I know we all do. It's been pre-programmed right into us. But what if we can flip the whole idea on its head? Let's rediscover how we can create chronic health in our bodies, in our minds, in our finances, our relationships, and of course, our lives. Let's jump right in. I'm Andy, and joining me is my life partner and everything, Minna Wong.
So just to remind you, Sunday is Mother's Day, and remind you all too, it's a day for you to show your appreciation to your appreciation of everything that your mother has done for you. So if you haven't made any plans yet, you better think about something special.
Yeah, so if you think about it, for many of us, our parents are probably our first mentor in our lives, right? So some of us decide to follow what our parents do. You know, we watch what they do. We watch their patterns. We watch how they treat each other. We watch how they treat us as children. And then, of course, some of us decide to do exactly the opposite of what our parents do. What do you think about that, Minna?
Well, yeah, I mean, I, for one, I'm a rebel. So, yeah, I agree. Children don't always do what they're told to do, but they always follow what the parents themselves were doing. So monkey see, monkey do. There are a lot of people who believe that they must follow their parents' footsteps and take on the same profession as them. And a lot of people that also believe that the fate somehow falls in line with the parents' fate, which is strange. Some people believe that because their parents have maybe failed marriages, that they will also have failed marriages. And they really, truly believe it to the point that, believe it or not, they will themselves into their own divorce.
Yeah, and I can tell she's totally jabbing me and my family, you know. Both my mom and dad, you know, they were both previous divorced. And, you know, I got like 10 siblings out of the two sides of the marriages. And, you know, believe it or not, almost all my siblings that are married are either divorced or they have very bad relationships with their spouses. And this includes some of my nieces and nephews too. So it really does span several generations. And I was one of them, right? You know, but I really believe that divorce actually ran in my family, if that's what you believe, that you have to follow what your parents do.
Well, you know, relationships is not in your DNA. So if that's how we brought up and we're taught to believe, that's what shapes our lives.
And, you know, even though sorry about that, guys. Looks like we had some technical difficulties here. The beauty of the internet. But anyways, we're trying to get Minna back online here. But you know, as we're talking about, you know, with you know, our parents as our early mentors, it isn't encoded like in our DNA, like Minna said. And it's important that you make your own decisions sometimes. And for instance, I talked about how most of my siblings have, you know, they have followed my parents' footsteps and they got into bad relationships and they got divorced, right? But, you know, I decided to model against them, you know, model against what they do. And
I have an amazing relationship with Minna. And, you know, that is what we, some of the choices that we have, right? And other than our parents as kids, most of us probably have our favorite teachers, right? They are also our early mentors as well. And teachers are very important in helping kids find out what kind of talents they have and what they like to do. So we are happy to have Coach Kendrick here today as, you know, our guest in the interview. And coaches and mentors are very important in helping us shape our lives. And the key to finding the right mentor is, you know, we want to stress that mentors are not just influencers. Influencers are great marketers, but they are paid to produce, you know, to promote a product or a service. But it doesn't mean that they are themselves, you know, really good at what they do or actually understand what they're promoting. So same thing with celebrities. Just because you see a celebrity drinking Kool-Aid, it doesn't mean that Kool-Aid is good for you. So it's important to get the right information from the right person. You know, asking a singer, for instance, for health advice would not be a good choice, right? You know, even though the singer might promote some healthy product that claims to be good for you. But, you know, mentoring, it really goes beyond telling people what to do. A true mentor will walk down the path, you know, will walk down the path and is successful in the area where you want to be successful in. And in my personal opinion, I think the right mentor is more important in building out your ideal life than your own family. So I do believe that mentors have helped me get through some rough patches and brought me to where I am today. We're going to take a short break. Hopefully we can get this internet glitch out of the way. And we'll be right back after a quick bio hack.
Hi, Eva Baca Currents here, and I am the host of One Punch Superstars, where we meet real people who chose to fight for their hopes and their dreams and become the champions of their destiny. You can find us on Achieve TV every Tuesday and Wednesday at noon Mountain Standard Time, right here on E360 TV.
Hi, this is Minna from Chronically Healthy Life. So this week we're back into our kitchen and I'm gonna show you some of the snacks that we eat during our day. Snacking is probably one of the things that is can easily push you over the edge, and it can be really unhealthy if you're not careful about what you eat. So what we do is we do, a lot of times at home, we do roast our own mixed nuts, and it's actually very easy. So all you have to do is get organic nuts. And so what I have here is macadamia nuts, which I love, which is really high in fats, and also cashews, organic cashews. Just put them all into a pan. I have here Marcona almonds. I prefer Marcona almonds to regular brown almonds because I don't like the shell of it, I guess. And of course I have pecans and walnuts, all organic. Organic hazelnuts. And last, a little bit of Brazil nuts. Now Brazil nuts, you know, is high in selenium. And I have very little here because you are supposed to only eat like one a day. So be really sparing on the Brazil nuts. And put it on the pan, even it out. So it's very easy. All you have to do is put it in the oven, roast it for 4 minutes, take it out, shake it a little bit, put it back in for another 4 minutes at 400 degrees, take it out, sprinkle some salt into it, a little bit, just not too much, and then just let it cool, and you put it into boxes, and we use that as a snack every day, and that's all you need. So what you may realize that I don't use peanuts. So peanut is actually an inflammatory food. It's not really a nut, but it's highly inflammatory, which is why we don't use that peanuts in our actually in our day at all. We don't use it in our nuts. We don't use peanut oil either. Andy likes peanut butter, and that's about it. But yeah, so that's all it is. That's a snack during the day. Just grab a handful of mixed nuts, and you're good to go. Until next time, I'll see you again next week.
Welcome back to our chronically glitchy healthy life show today. Oh my God, the problems you have when the show is live, like that never happened to us. And we're so happy that people, I hope, are still watching the show. But, you know, anyways, we're talking about mentoring, and I hope, you know, nothing else goes wrong, Minna. So what exactly do mentors do for us, Minna?
Well, most importantly, mentors, they are supposed to help you determine the values, the vision, the mission, the purpose, and your goals. So once you have those, all those things established, they are there to help you lay out the action steps that you need to take to get you there. Mm-hmm. So a good mentor will also help you sort through the opportunities and help you make the best choices, keep you maintain focus on your top priorities, and achieve greater balance in life. So basically, having a great mentor will save you time and effort and get you to your ideal life faster and easier.
So, you know, I find that people, you know, they often shy away from changes that will allow them to create the life of their dreams, right? And I think that, you know, I believe that having the right coach or mentor will help push you to make those changes that you may be reluctant to make on your own, replacing bad habits with good ones. You know, what do you think with that?
Well, you know, change is always difficult, right? Mm-hmm. You know, any kind of change, whether it's a change in your daily habits with your health, a career change, a school change, or you know, living arrangement change, you move to a new city, any kind of change is difficult. And it almost, you needed to have a really strong why to make a shift. And sometimes having the right mentor or a coach will give you that just enough nudge for you to actually take that step to make that change. And you know that making that change is going to help you get out of your comfort zone and get you to exactly where you want to be. But it's sometimes it's just, you know, being human beings, we just don't do what we should do. We just do like what we feel like doing. And that's where coaches and mentors are really important to you, because they are there to just push you out of your box, out of your comfort zone.
I am so, you know, so in with that. Like we have so many coaches and mentors in our lives, and you know, some of them are real people, right? Oh, actually, they're all real people. But when I mean some of them, we talk to them in person, and some of them we follow virtually, right? You know what? You know, it's a large world, and we can't follow everyone flying to their place and meet them in person. And then there are a lot of people that we follow just by reading their books, right? Like they have so much to share by the books. So choosing a good mentor is just really important, right, Minna?
Yeah, I mean, we had a few coaches and mentors in different stages of our lives.
Correct.
So as you walk down your path, you will probably need different mentors as well. So mentors is somebody that has done what you do, that has been through all these chaos and all this failures. And so they are there to help you make better choices, but not necessarily means, that doesn't always mean that you're not going to be making your own mistakes, because you still will, because that's just part of life. But a good mentor will probably lead you down the right path, at least guide you to it. So, you know, don't think that once you choose a mentor, you're stuck with that person. If for some reason that's not the right person, you can choose a new one.
That is so true. You know, we, you know, over periods of time for us, we have shifted from one mentor to another, because, you know, it really depends on what you're looking for. You know, if you're looking to heal your body, then you probably want to look for a health coach like me, right? But some, you know, someone who's been down the path, that have done the journey and have healed their own bodies, and then they can show you what they did, right? If that is the journey that you're on. But just say you're on a journey and looking to fix your financial issues, then maybe a financial coach would be a better person to follow, right? You know, and, you know, we talked a little bit earlier, don't just follow influencers, right? Because influencers are out there to promote products or services. It doesn't mean that they are actually good at doing those things, right? You know, what are your thoughts on that?
I have mixed feelings about influencers. They can make and break a lot of things. I see them as marketers personally, because mm-hmm. they are just there to promote products that they were paid to promote. it doesn't mean that they know what's best for you. Only you know what's best for you. So, you know, choosing someone that has experienced what you want to experience is really important. And that's usually not the influencer, because they're just there to look pretty and sell things.
I agree. And, you know, I talk about books earlier about following, you know, following an author. And it's great, you know, read some books that, you know, are in the topic that, you know, you are in that journey for, the more you want to learn about. And, you know, if you find that book that you read, you know, if you find that book and you really like that author and you find that what they're teaching in the book is helping your life, maybe it's good to reach out to the author. Maybe that author may be a good mentor for you, right?
Yeah. And the other thing is, remember that kid we met at the gym in the Atop?
Yes.
So he's training in the Olympic Games.
Yes.
And he mentioned to us that he has multiple coaches at the same time.
Correct.
And, you know, that's on top of all his training. Was he a swimmer?
No, he was a figure skater.
There he goes, figure skater.
Figure skater.
So any kind of Olympic athlete, you know, they want to be on top of the world. So they have to do the best. And that means they have to have their own coaches. I think he has a nutrition coach, a sports coach, a mindset coach. I forgot. It's probably something else.
I'm sure there was a life coach because, you know, he was always sharing on internet these life markers along the way that he checked up. I paid off my car. I done this. I done that. You know, which is great, right? Because, you know, there are goals that we want to check off. And sometimes it may be just having a mentor to help you clarify those goals.
Yep. So if you want to be world-class, like a world-class Olympic athlete, you need coaches.
You know, and just remember that mentors and coaches are not your personal assistants. Oh my God, you know, like I get phone calls and texts throughout the night asking, can I do this? Can I do that? It's like, dude, it's like 10 p.m. Are you expecting me to answer? You know, we're here to guide you. You know, we're here to help you, but you need to do the work. You know, we can't tell you. And if you're not going to do it, right? You know, it's important that the mentors or coaches are there to help you, guide you along the way. They're there to tell you what you need to do, but you need to do it. We can't do the push-ups for you if you want to have big guns and a solid chest, right? You need to do the workout yourself. So it does take action, you know, that is so necessary to build out your life.
So with mentors, the mentor relationship, you have to maintain, they're not your friend. They're there to help guide you. They're like the Yoda to you. So they have their own lives. So you have to respect that you can only approach them with certain boundaries, I guess, right? So mentors is not there to do the stuff for you. And they are not there to prevent you from making mistakes. So if you do make mistakes, and you will, failure is part of the essential part of success. Don't blame them, because that's what pushed you to get going. And, you know, the bigger the failure, the bigger success. And the more failures you do, the more closer you are to your ultimate goal, that whatever you're looking for. So if you're not making any mistakes, you're probably not moving fast enough.
That's so true. You can tell we love Star Wars, and Yoda is the best, because if you guys watch Star Wars, if you remember, Yoda abused Luke Skywalker so badly, sharing him his nightmares and everything. How many times did Luke Skywalker fail before? Seriously, I think it's like 7 movies later, and when he actually mind projects, when he's super powerful, like when Yoda's long gone, right? Like, that's how long it took for him. He had so many mistakes and failures along the way. So don't expect to have success right away. It is always a journey, but like Lina says, the more you fail, the more you learn from it. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, I mean, we've watched a lot of movies, and every movie pretty much has a hero in it.
Yes.
So if you want to be a hero, behind the hero, there's always a guide, right? So your mentor would be your guide. So if you want to be a hero, you need that guy behind you to push you to do whatever it is that you thought was impossible, but you end up doing anyways, like the Karate Kid with that.
Yeah, Mr. Miyagi, yeah, exactly.
Right. So, you know, you always have to have a coach or mentor to push you to get to do things that you didn't think you can do it, but you can.
That is so true. Well, after this short break, Christy is going to be chatting with Coach Kendrick on how he helps mentor kids. Stay tuned.
My name is Coach KD, Kendrick Davis, program founder, director of Principles First. This is our new facility out here in Katy. Please come check us out. We have AAU teams. We have skill development from kindergarten all the way up to high school kids. We have teams from third grade, girls and boys, all the way to 11th grade. Come check us out. We're at Katy Principles First Facility, 3310 Smith Road, Katy, Texas, 77493.
Hi, and welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. Coach Kendrick is here with us today. He's in the house. We're delighted you are here today. Your Principles First Gym is in Houston, correct?
It was in Katy. Yes, ma'am. Katy.
Okay. You founded Principles First in 2015.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and I was really interested that you based it on principles of, and I have them here, 6 principles: hard work, dedication, determination, humility, integrity, and perseverance. I just love that. How did you come up with those?
First thing I want to say is thanks for having me today. It's a true blessing to be able to be here to talk about the program and just talk about mentorship. But as far as the principles, I knew I played basketball pretty much my whole life, been around the game, been a student of the game, had great mentors. And I just knew there's a lot of kids that had a need that like loves the game of basketball. But I knew my vision, I just knew it was so many different things I wanted to do outside of basketball. So I was just trying to come up with something. What is something that means a lot to me? And principles, morals, all these things mean so much to me. And those 6 things are just the principles just stood out to me. Integrity, you know, that's one thing my parents always teach, being a man of integrity, being a man of keeping your word. You know, you don't always, you know, you might not be the 100% at it, but you always try to make sure you strive to do that. Perseverance, which is my favorite, because life is all about, you know, your trials and tribulations. So it's just about, can you persevere? Can you regroup? Can you get back up when things don't go well? And this correlates from the basketball court to the football field to the volleyball thing to the classroom to life to marriage, everything, you know. So those are the 6 things that stood out to me. But integrity and perseverance. And then if I have to rate a third one, I love all of them, but humility is huge to me too. And the reason why humility is so huge is because, you know, I see a lot of people with, you know, Andy talks about influences, people that have influence. Are you using your influence the right way? Are you humble enough to, you know, things are, you're being blessed. God is blessing you with things, but as easily as he's blessed you, he could take it away from you too if you don't know how to manage it. And you know, and just help people. We all put here to serve. So humility is right up there too. So I like all 6 of them, but those 3 are my favorites that kind of just stand out to me.
I resonate a lot with them. I'm a former teacher.
Oh.
Yeah, 30 years teacher. And so those things are extremely important. You know, teachers are mentors.
Absolutely.
They just are. And the best teachers are the ones that model those things for the kids and aren't just telling them, but actually living them that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you work with kids as young as what, 3rd grade?
Ooh. So in my program, kids young as 2nd grade, really, we have training sessions that we have kids at like 5 years old. It's kindergarten. Oh. And just from my background too, I was a PE teacher and athletic director for 8 years before I went full time into my program. So I'm used to being around all types of kids. There's actually kids in my program that's in my Principal's First program that I was teaching at a school by the name of Aristotle Classical Academy that I was at for 8 years since kindergarten. So it's a lot of kids that I've been knowing for a while. I've been in this Katy area for a while. So you know, I know some people know me, and it's just, you know, beautiful thing.
How did you find yourself shifting, or maybe it's more of an integration of coaching with mentorship? How did you kind of find that that was how it was evolving for you, from out of simple coaching, like we're just teaching basketball, to a bigger picture with mentoring the kids and helping them?
Oh, great question. Great question. For one of the toughest times in my life was when I was done playing professional basketball. I went out and played basketball in Europe for a while. And after it was over, I was kind of lost. You know, I always kind of just, basketball is my identity. And I remember having one of my former teammates, man, by the name of Calvin Watson. He probably don't even remember this. One thing he always said to me was, man, basketball is what you do. It's not who you are. And that always kind of stuck with me. And I just didn't want kids in the future to kind of go down the same path I went down. I just thought the only way you can just assess is, you know, being an athlete or an entertainer, or these things that, you know, we tend to gravitate towards. So the mentorship is actually the most important part of the coaching for me. The X's and O's with basketball, that's the easy part. Just far as getting these kids and kind of shaping them and hearing them, letting them be able to tell you about their lives and try to guide them and give them tough love. That's what mentorship is all about for me. I've had some excellent mentors from, man, my high school coach, Ralph Farley, was dynamite, man. When I tell you how old they got my life, he's done everything for me, far as from a 14-year-old kid up until still a grown man now. John Urey, which is my AAU coach, was great. My coaches at Arkansas, and then one of the best coaches of all time by the name of Johnny Jones, he's the head coach of TSU now. He was just great in teaching me how to be a man, outside of my father, of course. But Johnny Jones was just, man, awesome. Man, he taught me life. You know, he was great with basketball, but he taught me life. So these coaches kind of molded me into knowing this was my next step, far as what I need to do in my life. And I just feel like, you know, this is my purpose. So here I am.
It's like you're paying it forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's amazing, because, you know, that ripple effect, you just never know. All those kids that are on your basketball court, you just don't know how that's going to ripple out, that kind of amazing thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, it's pretty well known in our society that kids who participate in sports, generally speaking, they do better. They're emotionally better. They're learning things like sportsmanship and camaraderie, and they're working with their team. They're, you know, the exercise alone is hugely beneficial, you know, and they learn to get along with people and take directions and ask good questions and think things through and everything like that. So do you find that the kids, as they do, can you see that evolution happening in them where they start like getting wiser?
Absolutely. So one of the main things we do, we talk about all the time in our program, is communication. We make sure these kids, like when we're doing our layup drills, we make sure they're counting their makes. When they're passing the basketball, they need to call their teammate's name. When they're receiving the basketball, you need them to call for the basketball, all these different things. It's not about them doing it on the court. It's just about these kids being prepared to have conversations. Now we're in such a text-driven society that these kids don't really know how to have conversations with each other anymore. I was joking with a kid. This is last week. No, seriously. Last week I was joking with a kid. He's like 16, 17. And I just wanted to know, dude, you know, are you even comfortable going to ask a young lady out for a date? And his thing was, coach, you know, I never really thought about that. I text her, you know, I getting her DMs on Instagram, all these different things. It's just so different now. So for me, the communication part is huge. And I think sports kind of does that. And another thing that I think sports does too is teach these kids how to build relationships. That was one thing I was really weak at as a young adult, just building relationships, or when I build relationships, capitalizing off the relationship. Now I'm trying to make sure I get these kids to understand how important relationships in your network is. So that's why I think sports is really important when it comes to that part of it. Not the actual sport. That really doesn't matter much. The stuff outside of it, what really matters.
It's so true. I've seen that. I've seen the texting thing. It's the kids will sit in the classroom and text each other. And I used to tell them, phones off in your backpacks. I don't want to see your phones. Yes, and they look at me like, what? the littler kids, it was okay because a lot of times they didn't have phones yet. They were
absolutely
smart enough not to give their 5-year-olds an iPhone. but with the middle schoolers and teenagers, you know, do you ever, I have to ask this because when I was, my sport was swimming when I was in school.
Okay.
Because that's very, you're underwater. You can't really be having conversations while working out. But what our coaches would do is we would have myrtle turtle races. And they were funny. They were like, you had to swim a backstroke with a balloon in your, holding onto a balloon with your teeth. And then you had to pass it to the person in your relay. And it was ridiculous. It was fun, but we would just laugh and carry on. And I thought, I noticed that it helped me get to know my fellow swimmers better. Because we would just be giggling and in these ridiculous situations. Do you ever do stuff like that? Just get goofy once in a while?
Well, to be honest with you, with the kids that I have these days, we don't have to organize anything for them to be goofy and silly. They're going to do it on their own. You know, now with so after practice, this is the biggest thing that goes on in our gym. Every practice, right? So we have segments of practice. We have a group that comes in from 6 to 7:30, then a 7:30 to 9 group. And after each practice, you're going to see a bunch of kids around in a circle or some kind of group. And their phone is out, and they're doing TikTok dances. They're doing all kind of different things. Or now they do this new thing, this new shadow boxing thing, and I just kind of figured out what it is now. So it's all kind of stuff that these kids do. And honestly, I make fun of them, and they make fun of me too, saying how old I'm getting, which they are right. I have coaches that coach for us that actually – that coach for me now that I actually coached when they were in high school. So now I'm starting to realize, like, yes, I am getting old. You know, it's tough to say it, but I am. But, yeah, so these kids, they're going to have a blast on their own. So we don't really have to organize too many things. But when we go on the road and we travel, we kind of get together, and that's when you can really kind of see them because they let their hair down during that time. So it's always fun when we're on the road. So.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. And they feel just as comfortable talking to the coaches as they do to each other. And
oh, absolutely. Especially now. Yes, we've been in season, and a lot of the kids that's like on our travel teams has been with us for multiple years. We're all like family. So yes, they'll call us, they'll text us. We see them, we go to their school events. We have quite a few kids that are graduating this next week. So either we'll be in attendance to that, or we'll tune in online, and we're family. We're family.
Well, it strikes me that you get the opportunity to watch the values, not so much that you're telling them the way to be. It's more like they grow. They're living in an environment. They're experiencing an environment with values like hard work and determination and perseverance and integrity, and you get to see them grow and just evolve genuinely evolve into that without having to force it, so that when they are graduating, they're admirable young people.
Absolutely. We have some great kids. Some of them, we gave them a little tough love, and they might not always like it or like us during the time, during the process of it. But when it's all said and done, they look back and they appreciate it. We have several kids that's been in the program And now they're either graduated from the program and they come back and they talk to our younger kids now too. So they're playing a role as a mentor as well. It's just one that kind of came and she talked to, it was funny. We had a parent meeting and she was on the behalf of, she was an older sibling of one of the younger kids. And she had to kind of sit in during the parent meeting to kind of give her parents their notes because the parents had other obligations with other kids. And during the meeting, she kind of chimed in and said, you know, and kind of was like just telling the parents, like, everything that I'm saying is true because she's went through it. And she probably didn't, you know, believe it at first. But as time moved on, she was like, yes, Coach KD is right. Coach Kendrick is right about the things that he's saying. So that's when you kind of know, like, yes, they've been hearing me. You might think they haven't been hearing you, but they've been hearing you the entire time. And it's amazing. It's amazing how it works.
I love that. The kids grow up and then they're also paying forward and mentoring. And they have, and it's a natural, it seems like it's a natural progression. They're just instinctively passing on what they have grown up with.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely a gift.
Absolutely. They're not trying. And you know, one thing about children, children don't know how to put on a show.
No.
You know, it is what it is with them. So they naturally just, they hear you. They might not understand it at the time, but as they get older, you start to see it. They start living in it. They start living it. Then they start speaking it. They start speaking it to other kids too. And that's when you know, like, okay, maybe I am doing the right thing when you see stuff like that.
That is so true because, you know, we all hear about, you know, Hollywood movies and everything are full of negative peer pressure. But this is it's not even pressure. It's not peer pressure. It's more like peer influence.
Yes.
In a positive direction.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had a situation where someone was struggling, maybe, because not all siblings go in the same. I myself had lived in that with my brother. I was doing the athletic and the music and all that kind of stuff. My brother was going down the drug path when we were in high school, and there wasn't anything anyone could do to make him come around. He was kind of on that path for a while. So have you ever had kids have to going through something rough like that with their home life and having to kind of mentor them into understanding how people have to?
Yes. So I just give you a situation. I've had a situation where we had a kid that, you know, they would come to practice and some days they were just, I mean, it's like two different types of kids. Some days they're just super positive, super upbeat. And some days they're down in the dumps. And you just don't know why until you actually reach out and you talk to that kid and you kind of talk, you have to talk to that kid and make that kid feel like, you know, he's in a safe place. Just develop the trust and then they'll tell you. So yes, we've had kids and I know one in particular that just had it rough at home, you know, and those are small things that we kind of deal with as a staff. I have great coaches too. When I tell you, I mean, great coaches, like I'm here, but I mean, this whole organization wouldn't work without my coaches. I have maybe 10 or 12 of them that are just great from the Russells, the Jamarcuses, the Coach Elmos, the Coach Jordan, which is phenomenal with our high school kids, Coach Brittany, Coach Tina, Coach Eddie. Have I forgot anybody? Coach Derrick has just joined our staff. Coach Bryson, just all of them, man. Just great coaches, great mentors, and they deal with a lot of this stuff too because they all have their own individual teams and they're closer with their teams. Now, me as the program director, founder, all of that, I'm involved with everybody, but these coaches, they might have direct contact with certain kids that are just in their area. Far as their teams and stuff like that. So, you know, it's way more than a one-man band. I mean, it's several coaches, our admin staff from my wife, Naisha, to Miss Benita, Bree, everybody that's just kind of involved making this thing kind of work. My sister Kendra that does a lot for us too. So I don't want to forget anybody. Anybody I might have forgotten, please forgive me. But it's so many people.
First of all, it's wonderful. You have people that you know you can trust totally, but the kids know that there's a whole team of people that care about them. Absolutely. And yeah. Do you think that, I mean, I noticed from my own teaching and mentoring experiences that they changed me as much as whatever influence I might have modeled for them changed them. Do you find that since your mentorship journey began that you've?
Yes, there's two things. For one, the way I look at all of this is, it's my responsibility to teach what's been taught to me. That's my number one responsibility, to teach what's been taught. Far as the kids, they help me more than they know. They keep me grounded. They keep me sane. They keep me focused on the mission. And the mission at the end of the day is to serve. You know, I'm a firm believer. If we serve, you know, you serve. That's what we all put here to do. And also, the last thing is, you know, you get what you give. So these kids, they keep us going. They keep us grounded. They keep us active. Just several blessings because of the kids.
So true. Coach, how can people reach out to you?
Well, they can reach out to me. I think on the bottom of the ticket, you can reach out to me through email, coachkd@principles1rst.com. That's our website. I mean, that's the email address. The website is principlesfirst1rst.com. Also, phone number is 713-302-3376.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You are an inspiration.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, everybody. Next, we're going to be talking to a local Houston area business. And stay tuned. Come back and we'll talk to you then.
Thank you.
We all hope to age gracefully so we can enjoy our later years full of energy, vitality, and good health. But so often, with age, our bodies start to show signs that things just aren't as they used to be. Our energy, skin, healing and recovery time, sleep, it all just seems to go downhill. Unless you're using LifeWave. LifeWave X39, the world's first product ever to activate stem cells. A true breakthrough in regenerative science that helps restore our bodies to a healthier, more youthful state in a way no other product can. The secret? By harnessing the power of LifeWave's patented phototherapy, X39 uses light to elevate a peptide proven to signal the activation of stem cells. Think about it. These are the cells that generate and regenerate all the cells and structures of the human body. They're the building blocks for our organs, tissues, blood, and immune system. They also serve as an internal repair system everywhere. But as we age, stem cells become less effective. Their ability to repair damaged tissue is reduced. In fact, by age 60, they've slowed dramatically. But all that changes when just one LifeWave X39 patch is placed anywhere on the body each day. Instead of older and less effective stem cells, X39 supports the production of younger and healthier stem cells. This amazing level of control over your vitality and well-being was simply not possible, let alone this easy, until now. Look what people are saying about LifeWave X39. Backed by clinical studies, multiple patents, and 20 years of development, any one of these benefits would be impressive. But X39 is so effective, it can influence everything about your body, how you look, feel, perform, and heal. It's time you experience the power of X39.
Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. Each week, we like to highlight a local business that we know and trust to help build out our community. And this week we have Amber Willingham, attorney at law. Hi, Amber. How are you?
Hi, Andy. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Great. Thanks for being on the show. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what you do and how we can help our community?
Okay. I am an attorney. I'm a sole practitioner, and my main focus is bankruptcy, consumer bankruptcy. I file individual chapter 7s, chapter 13s, and I can talk you through an 11, but I'll send you in a different direction for that. I am helping people who are facing foreclosures, either by their mortgage company or by the HOA, or if they owe taxes on their house and they're behind. I can help you save your home and help you stay in your home.
That's amazing. With everything going on nowadays, sometimes it may be easy to fall behind on a few payments and don't think much about that. And then next thing you know, you're getting the letters being sent to you or people calling you that you're behind and they're going to foreclose your home. So I think that is so important that you're helping people in the community to prevent that from happening. So why don't you tell the audience, what type of situations would be a good example that they may need your service?
So not only in foreclosures or if you are behind on your car payments, but if you're facing a lawsuit, that's oftentimes when I start seeing people come to my door, is when they're being sued. Being sued is scary. And, unless you're an attorney or this is commonplace for you, it's not something that you're used to. You don't know what to do with it. You just know you have this official document that says you have to answer in X amount of days and you don't know what happens after that. So being sued is scary and I can help you through it. That doesn't necessarily mean you need to file a bankruptcy, but I can also defend you in district court with one of those lawsuits. If it doesn't work out, then we may look at a bankruptcy.
Oh, wow. Okay. See, I learned something new already. She's a dear friend of mine, and I didn't even know she can help you with that.
Yep.
With everything going on, anyone can sue anyone. Sometimes lawsuits can be scary, right? And getting those phone calls, getting those credit calls. It's like those are the scary things that can put a lot of stress into our lives.
Yeah. And I like to help alleviate that. If you call me, if we sign a retainer agreement, you pay a deposit, those creditors will call me. They can't talk to you anymore. Once you're represented, creditors are no longer allowed to talk to you. They can't call your house. They can't send you letters. They send them to me.
That is so awesome, Amber. Well, everyone, you heard her. If you're being sued, or maybe you got the letters saying they're being foreclosed on, or you got the letter saying that we're going to take away your house or take away your car, Amber's the person you need to call first. Yep. So how can you help the people that may be facing these problems? Is it always a bankruptcy that they're going to need?
Not necessarily. It depends on the situation. Sometimes we can go into a payment plan and we can negotiate that. And my fees are very reasonable for that. Oftentimes people are facing a foreclosure by the HOA, which is very scary. They can be very aggressive. And once you miss an HOA payment, they triple those fees. I mean, it becomes attorney fees. It becomes collection fees. It becomes filing fees. It becomes interest. And what we can do is negotiate a payment plan. If they won't do it, if they won't see to it that you can pay what you can afford over the amount of time you need to pay that off, then we can look at bankruptcy options.
That's so good to know. Is like coming from California, not a lot of homes have HOA. And even the home that we just bought, recently 2 years ago, is a brand new home. And there's this whole HOA on it. I didn't even know what it was about. But I did not know that if you don't pay your HOA, they can come and foreclose your home. So if I'm not the only person that doesn't know that, make sure you pay your HOA, right?
Yes. I would recommend that over a credit card. You need to pay that HOA.
That is so much great information. Thank you, Amber, for being our community outreach this week. So like I said, anyone, if you need any help, if you got that foreclosure notice or you're having problems making payments, she can help you with that. And of course, anything with lawsuits, give her a call. Thank you for being on the show, Amber. Hopefully we won't talk soon.
Thank you. Bye, Andy.
Bye-bye. Hi there, I'm Andy.
And I'm Minna.
And we're the Foolish Couple. We created the TV program Chronically Healthy Life. They give you tips and hints on how to get healthy and, of course, live a vibrant life. But in reality, it takes more than an hour a week to really change your life around. We've been around doing this for many, many years now, doing health coaching and productivity training, and we really narrowed it down to what it takes to be successful. Now, if you're sick and you're tired of your current health situation and your current lifestyle, it takes about 30 to 90 days to really restart and renew your whole life. It takes 30 days to get your body back to a clean slate, like wiping the blackboard clean. We help you on a guided cleansing protocol. And then once you're clean, we give you a nourishing protocol for your body to heal itself. Now, our 90-day program, it takes it to the next level. We will help you reset your gut bacteria, improve your blood labs, strengthen your body and mind, regenerate your stem cells to promote healing, restoration, and rejuvenation, to turn back the hands of time, helping you implement lasting, healthier lifestyle changes.
And that's why we created the Chronically Healthy Life program, to help you recreate your life. It takes daily practice and accountability to get you to reach your personal goals and to redesign your life. If you're looking to learn to live healthy, to get mental clarity, to improve your health, to boost your immune system, to strengthen your body, to increase your productivity, and to look and feel younger, 10 to 20 years younger than your age, and to feel energetic and vibrant again, then we invite you to join our Chronically Healthy Life program. You get to choose whether you want to do the 30 or the 90-day program. Both are designed to keep you on track to your goals, get you mentally and physically healthy, and to help you achieve a long, healthy, wealthy, and happy life. So check us out at www.fokeracademy.com and sign up for our Chronically Healthy Life programs. Both programs have a 14-day risk-free guarantee, so if you don't like it, you get your money back. We are confident that you will love our program, so join us now at www.focalacademy.com.
Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. You've heard us talk about coaching and mentoring this episode, and the thing is, it's never too early to start coaching and mentoring. You know, if you have kids, get them a coach, whatever it is that they wanted to be, help them with that. Because, like, you know, parents, you may not be the best coach.
That is so true. That is so true. And, you know, just go and think about which area of your life you may need some help on or can improve upon. And, you know, just start looking for a mentor or coach in that area that can guide you along the way, right? Find your Yoda, right? Find, I was going to say Darth Vader. Darth Vader was actually not a
wrong person.
a good mentor. But yeah, find a Yoda. You know, I think the Yoda is important.
And, you know, pay for it. Coaches have coaches too, and mentors have mentors too. So even if you're at the stage where you don't need a coach, you can actually go ahead and coach people and, you know, just pay it forward that way.
I agree. I love that. That was a great thing coming from Coach Kendrick on that. So next week, we're going to have special guest Leslie Urbis come back here next Friday at 7 p.m. CST. You can watch past episodes at watche360tv.com in the Vitality TV network. Also, we'd love to hear from you. So please leave comments on our Facebook page, Chronically Healthy Life. And you can rewatch this episode along with all past episodes on chronicallyhealthylife.com or our YouTube channel. Or, of course, you can email us anytime at anything@chronicallyhealthylife.com.
See you next week.
See you next week.